would take place to the literal nation of the Jews in Jerusalem, the city, extended beyond the cross. One of the reasons for it was the mercy and long-suffering of God, but it still was a prophecy that dealt with literal Jerusalem, and the fact that it extended a little bit beyond the cross doesn't deny the prophetic rule of before the cross, literal, after the cross, symbolic. Some of the applications of prophecy must have a little bit of room to factor in the mercy and long-suffering of God. If you were going to try to really get technical and argue away this prophetic rule about before the cross literal, after the cross spiritual, then you could take it to the extent where you would say that Paul was obviously in error when he was saying in the New Testament that Jerusalem, which now is Jerusalem above. Because when he was saying that, Jerusalem still existed. Literal Jerusalem existed. There was a transition taking place that for quite some time when I've presented this prophetic rule of before the cross, literal, after the cross, symbolic, I've tried to remember to say the time period of the cross. And the time period of the cross is where this transition takes place from the literal application of prophecy to the spiritual application of prophecy. And the spiritual application of prophecy, taking the symbols that are in the particular prediction of the Old Testament, taking the nations, the people, the geographical areas, the history involved, and seeking for a fulfillment of them at the end of the world, you look for the symbolic meaning of the words and history and geography of it that's involved, but it will have a literal fulfillment. So you can stumble over that if you're not careful, but it's not necessary to do so. There will be a literal fulfillment of these prophecies, but the prophecies are going to be understood in their symbolic sense, whereas before the cross, they were understood in their literal sense. Now, when you come to verse 40 of Daniel 11, at the time of the end, 1798, you're looking for the spiritual, symbolic application of the symbols and the rule of thumb that the pioneers came to understand that it was when you're identifying the king of the south in Daniel 11 and the king of the north in Daniel 11, that the king of the south is the power that controls or rules over or dominates the country of Egypt. This is why Uriah Smith identified in verse 40, the king of the south is Egypt. Uriah Smith just chose to seek for a literal application of these symbols all the way through. And brothers and sisters,